Thank you. Today, all of us from Vrindavan, we went to Lovan, where Krishna Lord Gangasur, demon was killed by him, and here also he had his boat pastime. Then we went to Rawal, where Radhikaji took birth at the banks of the river Yamuna. In the morning, Vishwanu Maharaj picked her up from the lotus flower and brought her to that place. Then we went to Brahmand Ghat, after Brahmand Ghat, we went to Nandagavan, Charasikamba. Then you went to Dauji. There, about Gokul. Can somebody tell the Vishnu Devan Maharaj to give me the chapter, second chapter? Sagar Maharaj will speak about Gokul. Vishnu Devan Maharaj, this was transmitter. You can't make other sheep. It's not working properly. Second transmitter. Transmitter. Oh. Thank you. Amarani Didi. Can you hear me with this transmitter? Okay. Huh? They are telling second word is better. How do I make a decision? Can you hear me? This is better.
First one was better.
Why they were complaining? Okay. Bandh ho gaya?
Krishna too, where it is Mathura, and it's not true. As you might want to say, no way to rent to anyway. So the reasons still down by the front, we want to bring them in terms of restriction at least one lot.
One is why not like to
Yesterday I told if one follows Uttama Bhakti, then just in the beginning, at the stage of Shraddha, all his flesh, all disturbances, obstacles are removed from his life, and all sorts of auspiciousness, happiness, bliss he attains. Yesterday I also described avidya, asmita, raag, dvesh, abhinivesh. Now, again there are some clash disturbances which are destroyed in the beginning of the bhakti, like tarab, atarab, rule or the and beach. Now try to understand. In the past lives, all the sinful activities collected, which you have to suffer in this life, or in the previous life, whatever sins we have committed, in this life you have to suffer whatever we are suffering, happiness or enjoyment, whatever we are suffering, this is called tarab. Aparab. In previous past lives which are collected, accumulated, which you have not started suffering the reactions to yet, they are called aparab. Rude, very subtle sins, the seed of sin, the desire to commit sin, sinful desire, which you will suffer reactions to in the future life, that is called rule, and the beach. We, in our minds, we have decided something, desired something, that I will kill such and such person, or we will commit some illicit activity here. I will commit some sinful activity. These sinful thoughts come in mind, then it converts to activities. Act. This is the beginning of the sins, first desires, and then it turns to the act itself. In the beginning of bhakti, when bhakti started, even the desire to commit sinful act is thrown far away from the heart. This desire to commit sin, it remains deep inside, and in the appropriate or opportune moment, by the desire of Bhagawan as Sarad, you have to suffer their sinful reactions. Those jivas who are turned away from the Lord, Bahirmukh, avidya gives birth to vasana, desire. Avidya, what we describe, to consider impure to be pure, or that which is temporary to be eternal, to consider troubles to be happiness, to consider the bodily relations to be belong to oneself. These are all avidya, ignorance. From avidya, avidya gives birth to vasana, desire. Then he has to take on the bodies to fulfill this desire. He has to take birth as trees, animals, insects, and human beings, or a demigod, mountain. Trees, etc., other species, the demigods, these species, plants, creepers, etc., they are not karmayoni. They are just suffering or enjoying. Like a dog, he bites something, someone. This is not karma. He will not have to suffer in the... But one who hits the dog, he will have to suffer the reactions. Even so, even somebody kills a mosquito, the mosquito bites you, it is not performing any karma, but if you kill a mosquito, you will have to suffer the reactions. This is karma. Our Goswamis, what they were doing, sleep in a mosquito net, don't kill them. If it enters inside, throw it out of the net, don't kill it. Sita? So what about cockroaches? Not this time. Good thing, don't this time. Avidya, ignorance, asmita, the five types of flesh. This tarapkam karma, what we described. May it be sadhan bhakti, may it be raganuga or vedi bhakti. By following it, these are all removed far away. And whatever auspicious qualities are there which are favorable to bhakti, they manifest in one's heart. That is why sadhan bhakti, is considered as klesha agni. Not clear? When sadhana is performed in bhakti, klesha are removed far, but we see that we enjoy as well as suffer. So it means the klesh have not gone away, the obstacles. What does it mean? How do we reconcile? It is gradual. Gradually that they are removed. Not immediately all of the reactions are is removed. It is being removed in our lives. They are so subtle that we cannot even understand how they are being removed. We eat. We get nourished with every morsel that we eat. But when we eat completely, then we understand, not in the middle we can understand that we are being satisfied with every morsel that we eat. Some people are such that still they do not, their obstacles are not removed, flesh is not removed because their bhajan is not pure. They have other desires in their heart with that, they are performing their bhajan. Like parikram is being performed for bhakti. To visit the past and places of the Lord, we are visiting all these places. Day and night we are hearing Harikatha of the Lord. Yeah. But some people are such still who have come here to make boyfriends or girlfriends. If I will see somebody making boyfriends or girlfriends, I will catch them by the ear and throw them out. I will not let them go in parikram. May it be a boy or a girl. I know who are they. Don't want to keep their names, just want to keep it confidential. Let the girls be there. They have not come here in this.
I know them.
Desire to just make this to be a cycle of life.
process of doing that by using the mind and the normal machine. And when the proper time comes where the battle for the one, there is a drop in our mind and we have to come. Therefore, these processes, or these human eyes of peace, they are bringing from the first hand of Christ called Aditya, or Ethan. Yesterday we heard that we need to misunderstand it, to consider that it is eternal to be temporary. We can see that it is a source of misery, a source of happiness, which is Aditya. And from this Aditya, all these masters of the human eyes are born. To enjoy the true desire to turn the heart to the people, pressing the words again and again and again. One thing we should understand, when a human form of life is called Kalpayogi, when a human form of life is possible to create God, we need not all the other species, including many gods, demons, trees, animals, and insects, even are called Kalpayogi. For example, if a dog bites me, the dog is experiencing no problem. If I bite the dog, I'm curious, and then I make the dog on myself. If we feel good, we have to not make any problem. If you could ask him for me to come up, then I push him, then I make the dog on myself. Which is not an online daily document. That's the same as there are 6 times in front of the human being of no harm. Krishna himself said, if we feel constantly human, this is one type of aggression, human being is both sin.
If it bites, mosquito bites Gurudev, what should we do?
Well, the colleagues have done it when they're not there, we should act like God. And it's not a big problem, it's not a little human. So, if my practice of India, we can all destroy both my Raja Buddha and my Bhagavad Gita. Also, they can teach about in the state of Sada Bhakti, all good qualities which are thankful for devotion, appear organized in your heart where we put with one's grace. Only Krishna needs to run out of experience in the age of Prabhupada. Thus, we can understand within ourselves how much we have developed through Prabhupada. If we are still experiencing the share of happiness and misery, that means these 5 acts of flesh or the service of true death. That means we are still experiencing our karma. Therefore, we have not completely developed our Prabhupada. Also, we should know there are thousands and thousands of gradations or levels of the inflation of the international government. Now we should understand completely what stage we are in. An example, some of the people, when their stomach is completely full, when they're completely full, why they can understand how it's completely full. When their stomach is not completely full, then they cannot completely understand what they have to be completely full stomach. So, all of us have to various degrees, we have experience of happiness and distress, we have varieties of material desire. To think that one has to say, how many people need a story? So, we just want to know that even though we have no money from and there is money from our day and night, still so many people are going to be able to make people like Christian girlfriends, bringing their members to their house, and know their names. They can see it like this, and they come to me, I will throw them out of the program, and I'll make sure they'll never come to where you can see it from. Go over and under.
And never is a long time. मेरे को डायरी नहीं मांगते मेरे को चेक मांगते डायरी की करेंगे Okay. I switch off. I switch off. In Srimad Bhagavat also, it has been said like this, these words. Kumar is saying these words to Prithu Maharaj. O King, the saintly persons, the Vaishnavas, meditating on the effulgence of the toenails of the Vaishnav, that ahankar, pride, is destroyed completely. Though shattered to pieces like Nirusheshwadis are not able to do such an act even by following deep austerity. Devotee is also saying similar words to Kapildevji. Oh Bhagwan, by hearing your names, those persons who are a person, even though he may be a dog eater, but he also becomes worshipable just like.
Your call is disconnected. To make any further calls, please disconnect.
All these should be thrown far away, these prarabdha, food, bees, etc., all these. But it is seen sometimes that Bhagwan deliberately, he makes them suffer their prarabdha karma so that they may develop humility, to increase their humility. They are not suffering. They are not suffering from karma. Prarabdha, aprarabdha, food, meat, etc. is destroyed and simultaneously those qualities which are going to help him in bhakti develop in one and help him in bhakti. Sri Chaturvedi Thakur is saying here, he is describing about the qualities of a devotee. First, he develops renunciation towards the. They don't have any desires. Naturally, they don't have desires to commit any sinful acts. By their senses, they enjoy the Naam, Roop, Leela, etc. of the Lord. That is why their material suffering should be destroyed, but still it is seen in some cases. Then we should not see that they are suffering because of karma. It is Bhagwan's mercy to develop humility in him. Bhagwan is helping him. All these qualities are symptoms of a Vaishnava. Reading. The devotee is merciful, magnanimous. Seeing others suffer, his heart melts. If somebody is inimical towards him, he doesn't react equally. Duryodhan, he was inimical towards the Pandavas, but Yudhishthira Maharaj is always. If Duryodhan doesn't leave his nature, Yudhishthira Maharaj also does not leave his nature. The more he is torturing, the more he is tolerating. All the time, he speaks truth. The supreme truth is the Lord, and he is the origin of all truth, Krishna. So that's why he worships Krishna, because he is the essence of all truth. He has no faults. Dhanyai, very magnanimous. Mridu, very sweet. His behavior is very sweet. He always speaks sweetly, sweet word. Shuchi, always pure, externally and internally. Akinchan, except for that helping him in Krishna Bhakti, he has no possessions. Like Roop, Sanatan, etc. They have no possessions. Sarvuparak, they are giving benefit, bringing benefit to all. They never criticize anyone. Shant, peaceful. Always taking the shelter of Krishna. Akam, have no desires. They have all good qualities in them. They have no desires for their glories. Very sweet. Their speech is very sweet. Amani, very sober. They are poets. Artistic. Krishna Charan is the base of all the fundament, origin of all this. If they don't take the shelter of Krishna, then all the qualities, if they remain, they have no meaning. And if they are surrendered to Krishna, that is why these qualities are there, decorating them, are their ornaments. Mayavadis, they may have all these qualities, but because they do not take the shelter of Krishna, that's why all these qualities are useless for them. Translation.
Yes, Rana, that's all. Yes,
the name, the Holy Jesus of the name, that even the first, the Lord and the society who eat the flesh of God, we try to speak to the brothers who perform the story of the sacrifice, how much they become pure. If somebody comes to tell you that it's hearing a judgment and they want to speak to the jury of the lifestyle, we would have a better vision of the world. So, by this, God has not been, all the 5,000 flesh, as well as the 4 levels of path of karma, such as Vrata, Aparata, and Buddha, and Vrata, are all destroyed. The sometimes we see in the top of the body, like the body, they have so much suffering. We should understand that suffering is not a result of their previous activity. For example, when Sita was kidnapped by Ravana, she went underwent so much unhappiness. But this is no karma, this is the hero of Sri Ramachandra. Therefore, sometimes Krishna may seem fit to give a lifestyle of unhappiness. But we should understand that this is not a result of their previous spiritual activity. Rather, this is Bhagavan's mercy upon them to keep them very humble. Therefore, Krishna Krishna Bhakti Guru Sakya Sanchar. Krishna has empowered the devotee with all of his own good qualities. Without any Vaishnava, you are having good qualities, and you are having good qualities. If we see a man having the Vaishnava, we should understand that this is actually one great form of mercy. And this is not a karma, this is a great murder of the Lord himself. There was a Vaishnava equipped with all 26 good qualities. They are always grateful, merciful. They never act in a way to seek revenge. My goodness here, so much he was tortured by Duryodhana, but he never did anything he tried to fight back. This thing would not be in a good danger, and Duryodhana would not be on his so I shall be satisfied. Gain great benefits to everything, the actual truth of depression. Who is pure and sincere in the three stages of time, past, present, and future. Or a Vaishnava is always truthful. A Vaishnava is near God. A Vaishnava has not fault. And they never see the fault in others. A Vaishnava is very broad-minded. They're very sweet-speaking. They're very pure, internally and externally. They are occasions, means they have nothing except Kalibati, like Sri Rupa and the Master of Kali. They laugh at Krishna. They always act to the benefit of others. They never laugh with others. They are always peaceful. Krishna is in Sadhana. They are completely surrendered only to Krishna. They are fear, sick, and near. No desire for their own position. For sense gratification. They are Gambhir, they pray, Mona, Pada, Dasha, experts, Mani, and Amani. They only see respect to others, but never demand respect for themselves. All these qualities are in power of the heart of the devotee who is surrendered and taking the shelter of God today. But we should understand that all these 26 qualities. One is the name, or Angi, that is Krishna in Sadhana. The main quality of Vaishnava is to exclusively surrender in Krishna. If you have 25 qualities in there, but the quality of not being surrendered in Krishna is not there, then your other 25 qualities have no value at all. For example, we can see in my body, they possess all 25 qualities, but they have no surrender in Krishna, therefore they are completely useless.
Yeah.
He's bargaining with Gurudev. He's bargaining. Gurudev is saying 6:30 is saying 5:30. Okay, 6.
Thank you very much.